This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
Good afternoon, I'm Linda Dow. I'm pleased to welcome Perth Studio Theatre's Kat Watring Ellis. Kat is the coordinator of Film Club Fridays, and thanks to her efforts, the theatre is now the official home for screenings of the Toronto International Film Festival Film Circuit. Hi, Kat.
Hey, Linda. Thanks for reaching out and inviting me over.
Well, thank you for rearranging your schedule for us today. So it's nice of you to come in.
Thanks.
Anyway, how long have you been involved with the Studio Theatre Perth?
Well, I moved to Perth about 5 years ago from the East Coast, originally from Toronto. And I came to the Studio Theatre and went to a production friends invited us to, and I fell in love with the building, with the room, and with the people. And I said to myself, I really want to volunteer here. And so I did, and I started selling cookies.
Okay.
And then I started working front of house, and then somebody said, you should be on the board of directors. And I said, oh, sure, okay. And now I'm on the film group, the TIFF Film Group, as you pointed out. I'm also doing bookings for the theater and involved in all the promotions for the theater, and it's a fun place to be.
Wow, so you've been in there from the ground up, basically.
From cookies, the only thing I haven't done is clean the bathrooms yet, and I think that's probably on the radar.
Let's talk about Film Club Fridays, because that's why you're here today. And what's it all about, and what's your involvement in
Well,
that?
Film Club Fridays is the second iteration of TIFF in Perth. Originally,
now TIFF, you're going to have to explain what TIFF means.
Toronto International Film Festival Films in Perth.
Okay.
So the Toronto International Film Festival has a program called the Film Circuit, and their mandate is to bring film to smaller communities that wouldn't otherwise be able to have access to independent, foreign, international films, Canadian films, films that don't appear in landmark cinemas or in, you know, your bigger centers. Mm-hmm. They're not, I try to differentiate between a film and a movie. A movie is what you go to see in Ottawa, and it, you
with
know,
movie
it's
stars.
Barbie movie, you know, Ryan Gosling. A film is what you come into our theater and, you know, think about and analyze.
That's interesting.
And learn from. I really think that film enriches rather than entertains.
That's interesting. I've never heard it sort of dissected that way before. But
well, and that, so Toronto International Film Festival, to me, is a great connection to communities. So in 1989, TIFF began this series, and it's all across Canada, and I believe there were about 400 centres. Some of small towns, Fort Erie, Cobourg, you know, places north of Toronto. It goes all the way from British Columbia to Newfoundland. And now there are about 100 centres post-COVID. So it's shrunk because of COVID, but, you know, it's still there. Now, in 2003, Faye Cunningham picked up the film circuit for both Smiths Falls and Perth, Ontario as a fundraiser for the two libraries. In the time from 2003 to the beginning of COVID, which was 2020, she raised $200,000 for both of those libraries.
That's incredible.
It is. She should have a statue in Stewart Park.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I was overwhelmed by that dollar amount. Now, Faye ran the films at the Full Circle Theatre, which is no longer with us, and she ran them in Smiths Falls independently, but contributed financially to both those charitable organizations. She was involved as a librarian, I believe, at one time. So when COVID hit, she called it Film Night International, so it virtually disappeared. We were running movies at the Studio Theatre, and, you know, we'd get 30 people, 40 people, and it just wasn't making money for us. And then I approached Faye, and I said, you know, tell me about the summit, you know, and the film circuit. And do you think that we could start it up at Studio Theater? She graciously sat down with me and turned everything over. So she turned over her mailing list, and I said, I will continue to support the library the same way you did. I took all of her newsletter people, sent out a survey, said, who do you want to support? The answer came back, 50-50. Profits should go to Studio Theater and to the Perth Library. So that's what we've done in our first year.
Okay, so the Smiths Falls Library is out right now.
And totally.
And half the proceeds go to just the Perth Library
right now,
and the Studio Theater.
Smiths Falls is still an active film circuit location, and it's run separately from us now.
It's independent.
It's still called Film Night International.
Is
there.
It?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're running movies. I try to coordinate with them so that we don't show the same films.
Right, right.
With Karen Schechter, it's the one who's running that show over in Smiths Falls.
Well, it all sounds so good. Now, is there a certain theme to these films, and how are they chosen?
Well, good question. The theme is, I attended Film Night International when I first moved to Perth, and the films are, I have to say, they are different now than what they were then. Post-COVID caused a lot of changes in the industry, and those changes were things that audiences demanded, like they didn't want to be depressed after COVID. They wanted to be entertained.
Right.
They had more lightheartedness. There are less international films available. TIFF will only show, Toronto International Film Festival will only show films that have Canadian distributors now.
Oh, is that right?
So
interesting.
There are some differences. Now, I would refer to the current lineup of films that are being offered are more jovial, more thoughtful. They're a lot more fun, but they're also, they offer a lot of depth. We've had some fabulous films last season, like Rice Boy Sleeps, a story about baby boxes, where mothers left babies in boxes because they didn't want to abandon them on the streets.
Oh my
and they
goodness.
Didn't. The themes are thought-provoking.
Right. And you come away thinking about things. It's a learning experience.
Absolutely.
And it's not something you get in a regular theater all the time, is
what
it?
What I love, Linda, is to sit in that audience when the credits roll and to watch people reading the credits and not leaving the theater.
No kidding. And staying to the very end. And even maybe sitting there to digest what they've just seen and heard.
Exactly. And they all walk by me, and you can see that they're thinking.
That's incredible. Now, this is a charitable event.
Right.
As you said. What was raised just in this past year to go to the Perth Library?
Well,
how much was raised?
Like I was saying, I think most people don't realize that every time someone puts on a movie, 35% of that door goes to the distributor. So, and that doesn't matter if the distributor is a film that I get, that Landmark Cinema gets, or a film that we get through the Toronto International Film Festival. Because I own the DVD, I can't just play it in our theater. I have to pay for the rights to show it.
Sure.
Now, a lot of people don't realize that that is a 35% cost.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So for every $10, 35% goes to the distributor, or in this case, Toronto International Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
35% goes to Studio Theater, and 35%, now that adds up to more than 100, I'm sure, 35% goes to the library.
Third, a third, and a third sort of thing.
Yeah, and that's after our expenses.
Mm-hmm.
So we just donated $4,575 to the Perth Union Library in the first year.
That's incredible.
Now, you know, like I say, over, well, I guess it was 17 years, Faye raised $100,000 for the Perth Union Library.
Right.
I'm not going to get there that fast, but I'm going to try.
I'm sure you will. Now, the schedule for the films, what is that like?
Well, it's typically the first Friday of the month. Our first film is September the 8th. And, of course, because the Studio Theater is sort of a multiplex location,
yes,
our first priority is always live theater. So if there is a live performance, I can't show a film, obviously, on that Friday night because the stage is being used. So I try to slot them in as close to the first Friday of every month. And they begin in September and they go until May. And every now and then I get a wild hair and I go, oh, I found another fabulous movie. I'm going to slip another one in this month. So last month, I think we actually had about 11. And typically it's 9.
Really?
So
that gets us through the winter, right? Basically.
Absolutely. That's what people say. Thank God I have something to think about right. Other than shoveling my driveway. So it's good.
Absolutely.
It's good. Now, because we are donating to the library, most of the people that come to the shows are people from the library.
Okay.
That are avid, you know, people that use the facilities.
Hearing you today, there'll be a lot more people coming.
I'm sure,
right?
Hoping so.
Now, the cost of the film and the time that they're shown.
We show them, like I say, typically the first Friday of every month. I've started a film club card. So you get 5 films on a pass for $50, which is $10 each. You can use them with your family, friends, if you take friends out to dinner. Just click that card 5 times, or if you show up at the door, it's $12.
Beautiful. Okay. For those who may not be familiar with the theater, give us a quick, we've got a couple of minutes left, give us a quick visual of what the theater's like and some of the facilities that are available there.
Well, it is a remarkable place. I mean, if you haven't been to our theater, I was amazed when I moved to Perth and people didn't know where it was. Now, there were 3 theaters in Perth when I arrived. Now we're the last man standing, so to speak. So the Studio Theatre Perth is the last theater for the arts in this town. That makes it important to me. When you walk in, you're greeted by a team of wonderful volunteers that are headed by Liz Theobald.
Can we talk about the location of it first?
It's at 63 Gore Street, right behind Hay Design and right beside the Crystal Palace, with a big red awning that you can't miss.
All right.
So on the main floor, we have a concession. We have welcoming volunteers. The theater is on the second floor. It's handicap accessible. We have an elevator. We have a handicap washroom. We have 197 seats in the theater and lovely artwork in the lobby by local artists. And upstairs, the theater is a welcoming space with 197 seats, as I mentioned. We have new curtains, new to us, from the National Arts Center. Seats, new to us, from the National Arts Center. And Good sound system. We all work really, really hard at keeping it because we are 100% volunteer, nonprofit, and we pay rent every month for that space.
It's a beautiful space,
too.
It is
a beautiful space.
Been there a few times.
Yeah, we're proud of it.
For more information, if people want to find out what is currently playing now,
right?
The current productions, and also about the Film Night Fridays, where can they
find information?
All right,
so for any of that information, we have trifold brochures that are available outside our door that tell you exactly what's going on with our Perth youth players, with our film nights, with our current plays. We have music coming. www.studiotheaterperth.com is our website. We have Heather Rankin coming.
Of the Rankin family?
Of the Rankin family coming. So we have music, we have film, we have live theater, we have a show called The Moth Project coming that is appearing at the National Arts Center the night before. We have Ted Outerbridge there right now, The Illusionist. It is no shortage of entertainment that's coming your way from the Studio Theater. So check it out. Go on the website. It's full of information.
Okay, just Studio Theater Perth, that will get them.
That will get them there. We also have a Facebook page. We have a Facebook page for Film Club. And we have a Facebook page for Studio Theater.
Wonderful.
But for sure. We're on the internet. We're on social media. And we have posters outside our window telling you what's going on at all times.
Well, we wish you very well on the upcoming season of Film Club Fridays, Kat. And thanks so much for coming in today as well.
You're so welcome, Linda. It's a treat, and I really hope to see some new people in our theater. We're always looking forward to new volunteers and new people sitting in our chairs and being entertained, because that's what we're all about.
Super.
Thanks.
Thanks so much for coming in today. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great
In Focus on Lake 88. To hear today's program online or to listen to any of our previous In Focus interviews, visit our website at lanarkleadstoday.ca.
In Focus on Lake 88 was brought to you by Perth Chiropractic in the Perth Family Health Center, 33 Lewis Street in Perth.